private investigators are helping out in Idaho. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Now that 2 weeks have gone by since four University of Idaho students were found stabbed to death in their beds just off campus.
It's been 2 weeks since those four college students were murdered, and police still haven't named a suspect. However, authorities have admitted they're keeping certain vital pieces of information out of the public eye, justifying that it is critical to finding out who is responsible. Police are refusing to reveal which of the victims was targeted and why.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Investigators say they still need the public's help, especially when it comes to video surveillance. Two little boys have died after police in New York City say they were stabbed multiple times. Police were called to their home twice yesterday.
Despite the officers' best efforts, both children succumbed to their injuries. At this time, we have a person of interest in custody, and the investigation is ongoing.
Deputy Chief Louis DeSegli, the first time police arrived, they removed the mother of the children who they say was acting erratically. Roads are expected to be busy across the country today as holiday travelers head home. Airports are also bustling, but weather could get in the way.
Parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama already are getting a real soaking. Some areas could see up to 6 inches of rain before it's over.
Fox's John Scott. Major East Coast cities like New York, D.C., and Boston are expecting rain later. Yesterday, a Southwest Airlines flight from Houston to Columbus, Ohio, was forced to land in Arkansas. The FBI confirmed to Fox News Digital an alleged assault took place on board. Local media in Little Rock says a woman was arrested. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Another brazen shooting in broad daylight. Police in Nashville say two people were struck by gunfire yesterday while walking out of a church where a funeral was held. Police are searching for the suspects. The funeral was being held for a teenager who was fatally shot earlier this month. Police say some of the people in attendance were armed and fired back at the car as it drove away. They're not mandatory yet, but health officials in Los Angeles County are recommending masks be worn indoors to combat an uptick in COVID-19 cases.
Under CDC guidance, a weekly rate of 100 or more COVID cases for every 100,000 residents is considered a high rate of transmission, and we've passed that mark. The number of new COVID cases reported each day jumped by nearly 70% since last month in this area.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Angry protests against China's zero COVID policy erupted in several cities last night. Some demonstrators were pepper sprayed by police. Posts on social media about the demonstrations were swiftly deleted by the government. In some parts of China, residents have been locked down since August and haven't even been able to open their windows. A retail giant has found itself at the center of a controversy between environmental groups and fishermen in New England.
Whole Foods saying recently they'll stop selling lobster from the Gulf of Maine at hundreds of its stores around the country. Whole Foods pointing to a pair of sustainability organizations who've taken away their endorsements. The Maine Stewardship Council and Seafood Watch both citing concerns about risks to rare North Atlantic right whales from lobster fishing gear. Among those not happy, Maine Democratic Governor Janet Mills and the state's four-member congressional delegation who say Maine fishermen have been protecting whales for years.
Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.